Welcome back to Musings of a Book Collector. This is episode on Chulin number 3. Okay, so in the past episodes, we've been discussing the first Tosfos in Masechtas Chulin, where he says, Kasef b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and the question was, what is these Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that he's referring to? And in the previous episodes, we had mentioned a few different theories. Now, in the theory was basically that's referring to Elder Hadani, and we mentioned the whole story of Elder Hadani. It happens in the 880s. And this fellow comes in claiming all different fascinating stories. This is the source for many of the stories that we know about Asaras HaShvatim, that he's won from the Asaras HaShvatim. And amongst the things that he tells them over is a bunch of Hilchos, Shechita, and Treifas. So the question was, is it reliable? What's the story with this? So they sent off a tshuva to one of the Gaonim, and they get back an answer, and that was part of the conversation. Now, so we mentioned a theory already in the first episode, that it's the Tosfos, it's when it says Kasef b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it said Rosh HaTevis Aleph Yud. Aleph Yud stands for Amr Yeshua, because all the halachas in this Elder, when the Elder Hadani brought back, each one was prefaced with Amr Yeshua. And some printer kindly opened up to Rosh HaTevis incorrectly, was not aware of it, and that was what it was referring to. Okay. Now, we do have, to spell it out, even though Tosfos doesn't, it calls it Kasef b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Mordechai brings clearly from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, from Elder Hadani, this halacha that Tosfos is also handling, which is about Nashim, if they could do Shechita or not. Fine. So, but the question is this right? And the answer, and basically, we said that we brought from Yaakov Reifman, that he points out, and others also point this out, is that, okay, you're right, it's a good chap, and Reifman is one of the people that came up with this chap, that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is referring to Elder Hadani in the Rosh HaTevis. But the problem is, we now have a bunch of versions of the Hilchos Shechita Treifas of Elder Hadani, and none of them have this halacha about Nashim. That's what Reifman pointed out. Okay, he was not aware of that. Already there was a manuscript discovered afterwards by Avram Epstein, and Avram Epstein published it, and it does have the concept about women not shechting. Okay. But it's not necessarily the world's greatest question to disprove anything, because we said there could always be different gersayis that we still, or another nuskayis that were lost over the years. Fine. Anyway, the bottom line is that there is a Mordechai that does say this, but we pointed out that the Arzarua seems to be referring to two halachas, two svarim. One is because he says that this Elder Hadani talking about is one chibur, and then right afterwards he says v'cheinim tzakase b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Another thing, you say, right, what do you mean? Hilchos Aleph Yud is really the Elder Hadani, right? So it's clear that at some point in time it clearly was no this Rosh HaTevis chap, so to speak, is not authentic. Now, and what's more greater significance is that there's really two independent works. One is this, which we still don't know what it is, but it's something called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and then there's Elder Hadani. Fine. And the bottom line is that even not only the Mordechai had Nusach, but we were able to locate, thanks to Avram Epstein's work on Elder Hadani, we were able to locate a work that has in it about women shechting. Fine. Related from the Elder Hadani school of collection of halachas. Fine. So today, I just wanted to mention a few brief things in this episode. Again, we're also, our greater goal is, we're on the hunt for the early works of Hilchos Shechita. Now, why is it significant for us to have the early works of Hilchos Shechita and Treifas? It's very simple. These halachas are, which especially when you get to Hilchos Treifas, is multiple different halachas. It doesn't say it in the Torah. The Torah just talks about it's a deraisa that you have to shecht. All the halachas are halacha l'moshim Sinai. So it's fascinating to see if we have very early works, and we're going to see today, Meretz Hashem, how early works that deal with Hilchos Treifas and Shechita. You say, even possibly before the Gaonim, and that's an amazing thing, because we don't have too much literature that far back, and it turns out we might have it. Okay, so first, there was a fellow in 2008, he publishes his book based on his doctorate. His name is Micha Perry, and he publishes a book which is called Mesiras V'Shinoi, Mesiras Yeda Bekerev Yehudi Mayrev Europa B'mei Abinai. Now, one of the sections of the book is devoted to the story of Eldar Adani. Now, his interest in the story of Eldar Adani is that there's multiple... He's concerned with... He's not concerned with, oh, he's learning in Masechta Shulin and he's handling this Taisis and the story. Or where I'm claiming my excuse for talking about it is the hunt of the early works on Masechtas, on Hilchos Shechita and Treifas. His concern is how information, over time, what happens to information. You say, we could have in year, let's say, 880... one nusach, and then 10 in the year 1,000 another nusach, and as time goes on, all different nuschais come on. Now, how do those nuschais come on? Is it that there's oral traditions tacked on, etc., etc.? And he's interested, so he's using as a case study, one of his case studies in his work is the story of Eldar Adani. So he's interested in the story of Eldar Adani. Sarasa Shvatim aspects is also important for him, and the Hilchos Shechita part also. Now, so the Asaras HaShvatim part we already said, that's not so much our focus, so we're not going to talk about it. But the point is, he analyzes it now. He's coming long after the 1891 work from Avraham Epstein, and long after there's a work I mentioned, another additional work, a critical edition of Eldar Adani that came out a little later. So he's dealing with what we know today, this, so to speak. As I said, the order this book based on his doctorate is from 2010. So he says, it's interesting still that this person, Eldad, existed, or whatever his name is still accepted. And furthermore, you see through the centuries that there's a conversation, always. We say the Rishayim are talking about him, and we're going to see more Makairis about that as it plays out in different halachas and Shechita and Treifas. But it's accepted, some version of the story is true. Fine. Okay, but now, Epstein, let me say Avraham Epstein, he pointed to, how does he know, what we pointed out that Avraham Epstein, he holds that it's very much true, the Hilchos, and one of the ways was, because there's a early Gaonic work, Hilchos Psukais, and he was able to show that Hilchos Psukais is using Eldar Adani, so that's amazing to be able to show with the parallels. However, like time always changes as we get more educated and we have more information and more manuscripts, so the newest information of the Hilchos Psukais story is that it's not true. And Hilchos Psukais is much earlier than originally thought. That means Avraham Epstein was going with a certain hanacha that it's a certain dating. It turns out it's earlier. And turns out, according to that, Perry points out, that changes, and therefore we no longer have early proof that Eldar Adani is the source for Hilchos Psukais, but rather Eldar Adani possibly could be getting it from Hilchos Psukais. Okay, now, and that plays into, similar to what I mentioned earlier, that others they discuss, do we rely on the Eldar Adani? Maybe he just ripped it off from the Gemara and other works. Reifen, I pointed out like that. Okay, anyway, so what's clear, and this is the conclusion of the great experts of the Ga'inim, both Robert Brody and Nachman Danzig, Brody in his English book, and also Nachman Danzig in his book, Mavi L'Sefer Hilchos Psukais, which is well known that this is a massive encyclopedia about everything to do with Ga'inim. Their conclusion is that the Hilchos Psukais is the source for Eldar Adani. Okay, fine. So the question becomes is, do we have any other possible early sources for the story that could be, and what's also important is, will it help us for our Taisvis, when Taisvis says in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, is Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, what could that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael be referring to? So it turns out that in 1931, in a quest for different, manuscript information and all that type of stuff, I guess he was making a trip. He was in, in Cambridge or Oxford. Yeah, it was Oxford. So Yaakov Nachum Epstein, he discovers Halachos, which he calls Hilchos Treifas of Eretz Yisrael, early ancient text, a few pages that are very, very early. These are Eretz Yisrael, the Kalachas. These are predating Ga'inim even. And what basically happens is that Epstein is able to show this is a very, very early work. Okay. So now that will end up being the possible source. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael of Taisvis is this early work, because basically we pointed out is if you learn Dar Zeruah, there's a work called Adar Adonim, then there's an independent work, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which is what Taisvis seems to be saying. There's an independent work called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So the question is there such a work? Are we able to locate such a work? And the answer is yes, that there is an early work, and it's called Hilchos Treifes. The name that they give it is Hilchos Treifes Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's further on is that already Yaakov Nachum Epstein shows that this very early work, so it's out there. So forget about if the Hilchos Pesukei is what the Hilchos Pesukei story is. This could have served as a source for Eldar Adani. Okay, so now this obviously, when you unpack that's it's playing into the role, is Eldar Adani really saying over authentic Messiris that he knew, quote unquote, from Messiris HaShvatim, or he's saying authentic Messiris that somehow he had from somewhere else, such as these ancient works of Hilchos Treifes Eretz Yisrael. Now, after Yaakov Nachum Epstein publishes this in 1931, ends up being a whole conversation about this, and later on his Talmud, Mordechai Rabinovich, puts out, also locates more pieces, further showing that there's this very early chibur of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, of Treifes Eretz Yisrael. So there's many such pieces. Okay, but sadly, we have yet to locate in that collection material that a sentence that would say about women. Okay, fine. But the point is, we're trying to show what Taisus could mean. Is there an early work? And this work that we have from Epstein, and even based on the discoveries later on of his Talmud Mordechai Mordechai Margolis. And in this Mordechai Margolis, the discovery of is that there are a lot of old, very old materials of Hilchos Treifes and Shechita out there. Okay, and that could be what the source of Taisus was. Now, what ends up happening, just to throw out there, who is this Rav Martin Margolis? He was a world expert in Ga'inim. He puts out a lot of different works on Ga'inim. And this last work of his is called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael Min Agniza. He does not live to see it published. He was holding all his materials as ready. Before he dies, he gives it over to Professor Yisrael Tashma. Yisrael Tashma publishes it by Meister Cook, with the Ha'aris and everything from that Mordechai Margolis left behind. And it's a very, very important work. And the point is, because a lot of times we're looking for very early source material for halacha in general, and that work is a gold mine of information. Okay, now what it turns out is that all the way in the first episode I mentioned that maybe a possibility was Shalom Taisus, when Taisus says Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it could be that according to the way Rabbi Avraham Gross sounded it, he's referring to the Chilukim Bein Eretz Yisrael Bavel. So what's interesting is that this work that Yaakov Nachum Epstein slash Mordechai Margolis and the others, these are similar type works. These are basically early works which collect halachas of Eretz Yisrael, and it basically would mean that we have very early materials of Hilchos Treifes and Shechita out there. Okay. So what it relates to for our story is that, you know, and this is with Micha Perry also goes with this, is now we're seeing that, you know, even though you're going to show me that we can't prove that Eldar Adani is really saying over authentic things that he himself saw, quote unquote, in wherever the Asaras HaShvatim are, and that he's part of Asaras HaShvatim. But the materials that he's saying, or the claims he's saying, there are, already with Yaakov Nachum Epstein, there are early instances to show that what he's saying is not, or is there, there's other sources for it. Okay. So now, just to mention Mamish, two more ideas for today, and that is as follows. So the whole time we are discussing, and I said we, as its own sugyo, we will go through because it's very important how this plays out, but basically it comes out is that Taisus is bringing down a Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that says that women cannot do Shechita. Now Taisus and other Rishonim, they hold that women could do Shechita. So now, is there any So I said, yes, we found now Hilchus Treifus that are very, very old. They're older than Elder Adani, and they say clearly, they have all different types of halachas, but we don't have anything in those pieces yet that was discovered, anything about women doing shechita. So are there any other early works, possibly, that will support the concept of women not being able to do shechita, besides this old manuscript that I threw out there that Avraham Epstein located? Because basically, okay. So it turns out, in 1984, Professor Simcha Emanuel locates a piece of a work, and here for the history is like this. Ever since, ready earlier on, but basically once the Kairagniza began, then what was discovered, so to speak, there was a major hunt always for halachic works of Goyim. One Goyim that there were indications that wrote a work who was very, very prolific, but most of his stuff had not survived over the centuries, was Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim. And through the Gniza, they discovered different materials of his. So Baum Levine, who's famous for being one of the main people in bringing halachic materials of Goyim in the early 1900s, he locates what he believed to be a work of Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim, which appeared to be relating to Hilchus Shechita. A page, and he publishes it in 1923. Fast forward 1984. Simcha Emanuel, and now there were other indications that there was such a work. Especially the Ravya brings down different pieces of literature that seemed to be coming from this Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim. Simcha Emanuel locates, and then he publishes it in the location that in Xavier at Oxford we have about something like 10 pages or 8 pages the Shari Shechito Bedika of Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim. Okay, Gavaldik. And he's able to show through that's the source for certain things. Fine. One of the pieces, and that's what's important for us, is that Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim brings down women should not do Shechita. Okay, great. Why? That's going to have to play out in a different conversation. But the bottom line is, we have Simcha Emanuel locates such a passage in what Baum Levine had already discovered. Some, he discovered more. Fine. Comes along in 1987, and Naftali Tzvi Hilzenheimer publishes that Simcha Emanuel located, the whole, whatever it is, 8 pages, Shari Shechito B'dikah L'Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim, and it has in it the passage, which, now this is not necessarily going to say that's what my claim over here is not the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael of Tosis, but the point is, here we have a Goyim who has some type of Mesira about women not being able to do Shechita. Now, he does not say anything about Elder Adani, Rav Shmuel ben Chafni, as far as what we have, but the point is that we have an early part of the quest is to see, is there any early sources out there of women not being able to do shechita? And so we have located such a thing in this work from Rav Shmuel ben Chafni Goyim. Now, just in general, and you also have to see over time how this plays out, but how do we look at the work of the Elder Adani? Over here, none of the Rishayim that talk about it at all say it's a zeif. The most we'll see is that we'll see some type of lashon, it's a chumri yaseiro or something like that, but we don't see anything strongly attacking it or anything like that. So the Yad Yehuda, we'll get to discussing more at length, but in Hilchos Treifus he says some type of klal, as long that you can rely on it, bedavar she'enim esnage l'shas, if there's no gemara against it. Okay, now we'll have to see if that is true. Now, there are a lot of different conversations in aspects of Hilchos Shechita and Hilchos Treifus that come out from the Elder Adani that we'll see how the Paiskim deal with it, and they sometimes refer back to the story of Elder Adani. And the last thing is like this. So I said the whole time that Elder Adani is the source for Asaras HaShvatim. So, as I said, I'm not going into the sugi of Asaras HaShvatim, but I want to just mention two nakudas. One is, in recent years, a beautiful work called Yesheva Aleha has come out, edited by Reb Nurya Guttel and Reb David Stern, and in there is a massive arichos about Sarasvatim, 30 pages, excellent material about it, including discussions about the search for the Sarasvatim and the halachas of the Sarasvatim, because we know it plays out even in other aspects in halacha. Okay. And one other thing is, due to my liking of this person, Rabbi Avram ben Agra. So he wrote a pirish on davening that we have a lot, parts of it. It's been published many times, in recent years at least two times. So in Shmein Esrei, in the bracha of Tka B'Shofar, he says, it's basically the davening that the all the Yidden, wherever they are, should be able to come back from Golos. So he says, who are we referring to? The Yidden behind Narsa and Batyon, Asaras HaShvatim, and they were, and then he goes on and he's discussing it, and then he says, where they come from. He says, when he's referring about them, V'loi zachu l'tar shabal pek, yodua, may sefer elder adoni, umuva b'mardachai reish mesechles chulin. So you see here, he's not referring, he does not learn the taisis, the Amr, the Hilchazar Tisrael is that. Okay, and then he brings other marmakimus about the Sambatian, the Chuvus Aradva, Zarech Lechem, Rabbi Vraman Aravam. Point is that the Tka B'Shofar Galu L'Cheirus Seinu, while Oysim Shagalu Achare Hare Achish Yotzel L'Cheirus, V'Sham Neis the Tka B'Shofar Galu Seinu, those that are behind the Nar, the Kapseinu Me Arba Kamfei Sa'aretz, Al Shevet Yehudu Ben Yomen, and Nachman Kal Aretz, that's basically what the bracha of the gathering of all Yidden from everywhere is, those Yidden that are referred to in the work of Elder Hadani. Anyway, Amir Tzashem, in the next episode, we'll see yet another work, an early work on Hilchos Shechita, a drop of discussion about this work, and a little bit about it as far as with Elder Hadani, and then we'll move on to some other discussions. Thank you for listening, and if you have any comments, complaints, please, I'm more than happy to hear them, send them to eliezerbrod@gmail.com.